Oh my God, I just realized what shirt you're wearing.
Yes, I wore it for my Salt Lake City recap, and I was like, what am I doing? I need to be wearing it for a Vanderpump Rules recap.
Yeah, and that's season four.
Yes. Isn't it? Yes, because it's definitely when this is the bachelor party.
Yeah.
When
he's a battered wife. And he like hits the door.
Yeah. No, this is a great shirt. I don't know if everyone can see it. It's a great shirt.
It's amazing merch.
Yeah, it really is. If I said it on the SLC recap, but if anyone does have a chance to go see Tom perform, it is first of all, it's the longest set. No one should perform for 2 hours.
First of all, are you surprised? It's Tom.
Like 2 hours?
If he could, I'm sure that set was 3 hours and someone convinced him to cut an hour.
You know.
He loves it.
It may have actually been longer than 2 hours. Now that I think about it. When it hit the 2 hour mark, I think I just tuned out because I was like, there's no way he's doing it. And the set list was absurd.
Was like James DJing the whole time?
No. James is the DJ. Like, he's the act after Tom's set. The best is that DJ James Kennedy will DJ like he is in Ibiza no matter where he is. I'm talking, it was like three people right at the very front of the stage, emptiness, me, my sister, my brother-in-law, and then maybe like two people behind us, and then people like sitting on like the bar tops.
Uh-huh.
And he was pumping up what could have been a crowd of thousands of people. That was the energy he had. He was like, he's DJ James Kennedy. In his head, that's how he performs.
But I love that.
The best is that Tom, after playing for that many hours, decides he should join James on stage.
I remember that story. I remember you posting that.
Uh-huh. And James was not having it.
He's like, didn't you just perform for 2 hours?
You already made me sit through over two hours of you. Again, the set list is absurd. It's like Lenny Kravitz into some 80s track, into some 90s track, into it, and like, yeah. But it's worth it because Ariana, if she's there, is going to be the sweetest thing in the world. She is truly one of the most genuinely kind people you could ever see in person.
Yeah.
I really like going back and watching these old seasons because it reminds me, I'm like, okay, they were like normal pretty before.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like when you see them now, you're like, my God. But then you see them back then, you're like, oh, okay, it's just money.
That people always remember this. Every and anyone can be drop dead gorgeous with a little money. Okay?
It's so true.
It's think of even like the poster girl of, like, I guess, beauty, Kim Kardashian. Like, look at her earlier seasons. That was a girl who just went to MAC Cosmetics and grabbed some stuff, put it on her face, didn't know how to do her blush. Look at her now.
Look at her now. So anyway, we pick up on Shorts walking in with flowers to the Stassi, Kristen, Katie scene.
Yeah.
And Stassi right away. This was dumb as Schwartz, though. Schwartz, yeah. What the fuck were you doing? She goes, so I heard you made out with someone. What's up with that? And Schwartz's his puppy dog Bubba voice is on 10.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just here to drop off some flowers. AKA, I'm trying to break up this scene where you're bashing me on camera.
Yeah, he was like, to be fair, him feeling that way is correct in the sense of
that's exactly what they were doing
that. And essentially, he and Katie left after whatever long night of conversation, which I'm sure was so dramatic.
Oh, my God.
They left on the same page of like, we're going to start fresh. We're going to start over. Everything is forgiven. We're going to work on a relationship. That's what we're going to do. And he knew that if Katie said that to these ladies, these hyenas, all of that work that they spent all night doing would be derailed. And I think him going in there was right, because it kind of did, because Katie was starting to drink the juice a tiny bit. So I think it kind of broke it up a bit.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Because I feel like this is this is a scene that started making Katie a little annoyed with Stassi.
Yeah. I think that Schwartz didn't need to come into it. I think him coming in was only going to give Stassi the ability to do exactly what she did.
Right.
And then make Schwartz look like a pussy.
Right.
Because he's not going to stand up to Stassi.
No.
So
Absolutely not.
Katie could have just handled the scene and been like, oh, I don't like what you're saying. And then gone home to Schwartz and been like, I'm so glad I'm here now, Schwartz. They don't get it.
Yeah.
Instead, now Stassi gets to go, who makes out with people? That's the real question. And bitch Christina gets to be like, who cheats on such an amazing person like Katie? And Schwartz goes, well, I guess I do.
Oh, Lord. That was such a terrible... He's so bad at confrontation. He's so bad at it. He really doesn't know what to do. He just reverts into a childlike state.
It's so bad. And then, of course, like, Stassi and Christina can give him shit now. And then Schwartz, because he thought all he had to do was walk in with these flowers, he thought that was going to make Stassi get over it. He's like, guys, my nerves are fried. I've been through a lot. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm like, now you're fucked. Now Katie's reactivated.
Yeah.
So I think this was a full crash and burn fail. I don't know who he ran this. I don't think he ran this by anyone. He didn't even tell Sandoval. Sandoval would have been like, don't
go over there.
Sandoval would have absolutely told him not to do it. And Katie's like, your friend screamed in my face for the 10th time and your nerves are fried. And Schwartz is just like, I know. I didn't come over here to be yelled at. See, he fucking, this was the worst move ever. And yes. Then Stassi,
I think you're right. That was a worst move, but I can understand in his head why he thought he needed to do it.
Exactly. Because he's so stupid. He's so stupid.
He is. Oh, God.
Oh, God. And then Stassi goes, B-man, just take being yelled at. And then her fucked up confessional. This is why Stassi was so on the border of getting canceled for so long.
Yeah.
She goes, Katie is basically a lesbian because she's not dating a man. Schwartz is just a pussy. I'm like, okay. You were just right on the cusp of canceled. But this was a time where we didn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely
this,
not.
This is a time where we were all misogynists. We were like, yeah, fuck you, Schwartz.
Yeah, and it's very true. This was definitely that era of like, yeah, she is a lesbian, isn't she?
Like, yeah, we say shit like that.
Definitely that era.
100%, yeah. And Schwartz is like, God, I slept for like 2 hours last night. And Stassi goes, I don't care. And then Schwartz changes. He goes, I don't care what you think. I'm like, uh-oh. And then Stassi claps back, then get out of my house. Schwartz leaves and Katie's confessional. I really wish Schwartz wouldn't have let Stassi kick him out of the house. What's been made really clear is that Schwartz has some growing up to do. Girl, that's been made very clear prior to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl, that's been clear way before that. Okay. Honey, she's going to say that line so many times. Katie has this ability to sound like she's really like mature and smart, but she's saying really like dumb shit.
Yeah.
About dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like you're trying to sound very, very like mature, but you're not.
Yeah. Because your whole situation is immature and you don't realize you're a part of it.
Yeah.
Just are much more mature. You are more mature than him. So it's just like you're blinded by your faults within mm-hmm. this as well.
Mm-hmm. And obviously Stassi just wants Jax cut out of his life because that's the solution to everything.
Yeah.
And
I think this is where Stassi effed up because it was very, very, very clear that Katie wanted to be done with this situation and move on with Schwartz. And if that's what she wants to do, then you have to accept that as her friend.
Mm-hmm.
You've already given your opinion and now she's like pounding it. Like you already gave the opinion and she's already said, nah.
And yes, exactly. You have to stop.
Now you have to stop.
You have to stop.
That's not Stassi. She's like, I'm right. And if you guys don't know that I'm right, then you're the idiots. And it's like, okay, cool.
Yep. And this is where, this is her downfall. This is her inevitable downfall. But it's a glorious downfall that we never, like, the story arc, the character arc of Stassi is fantastic. Both Christina and Stassi are on the same page. Schwartz needs to feel like he's losing you, Katie. And Katie's like, well, I'm not going to do that, but I'm not going to tell you guys that at all.
Well, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't know. I want to be married with kids.
Yeah. And the next scene you're going to see is us out to dinner. Yeah. So,
okay. So get your shit together, ladies. We're off that narrative.
We're not going to do that. Okay. So now we're at Sir and Peter's counting cash. Lisa comes up and they talk about pride, blah, 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 blah. Very, very stage scene now with Vale coming in. And they obviously said, we need, I don't know why, because at this point, I have a gripe with the producers here. We have no need for a new cast member at this point. The season is full of amazing drama.
Yeah.
But they're like, we need Jax because this Tiffany chick doesn't want to be on camera. She lives in San Diego. We need a new love interest for Jax. We need Jax honing in on a girl.
Yeah. And they had a few contenders, like with the Carmen and what happened was Carmen would have been the better choice for him to stick with because she was willing to be on camera.
And she lives in LA.
Yeah.
And he was like, too bad. I like Tiffany better, but whatever. So here comes this Vale chick who's like thirsty to be on camera. And they go, perfect. We will set up this bullshit scene where she has to walk up to the bar and pretend like she has no idea if Danny's working and say, hey, is Danny here? And he's like, how do you know Danny? And does this whole bullshit. And then Danny comes up and then Danny takes her to meet Lisa. And as she walks off, Jax goes, I'm going to sleep with her probably.
I just want to say really quick something about Danny. It was very clear Danny was told by the producers that she had an opportunity to maybe get on this cast. Because you see her here and there throughout, you know, the season. And I just know Danny was like, oh, I'm going to bring my friend Vale on. And this is how I'm going to get on the show. And it doesn't work out. Spoiler.
Yeah, like, I'm really like, was she, like, how sad for her? Because
she,
like,
really tried to get on the show.
Like, I mean, what went wrong? I really would like a sit down with a 10-minute sit down with Danny. Maybe she can come on the pod.
Maybe. I just feel like she just didn't have it.
Yeah. All right. So now Tom's apartment. Schwartz is like, oh man, no, her Kristen's ghost still haunts these walls.
He's so funny.
Fucking Kristen knocks. They both like look at the door all scared. Sandoval opens the door all afraid. Kristen's like, can I come in for a sec? Like, that's what you're there for.
I would have just thrown the mail at her and I would have had it on the porch.
Actually, that's what he should have done. That's absolutely what he should have done.
You don't need to come in here.
So she walks in and she's like bending over and she's acting like she's like unaware. She's like, is this more mail or is this stuff really old? Right. I did my change of address, though. And like she's looking like all confused, but she knows everything that's happening. And Tom's like, nope, that's all new. And then she's like, some of this is from over a week ago. And I can't tell if she meant like he was supposed to have done something with it. Like, I could not even tell what that was supposed to mean.
Yeah.
And then he goes, Kristen, you haven't lived here in like 6 months. I shouldn't be getting any of your mail. Then Kristen starts sorting through her mail. She should just have grabbed her mail and left. Like,
I feel like she's trying to act like she's been waiting for something that hasn't shown up. She's like, I'm just making sure it's in here because then I might have to come back.
Like, all she should have done is grabbed her mail and left.
That would be somebody who actually has moved on, but someone who wants to like stick around for a conversation that she said she does not want to have when she told James, right? Yes. She's gonna have it.
Sorry for the episode teaser, but if you want to check out the rest of the episode, head over to the Patreon. I'm not just covering Vanderpump Rules. I'm covering all the Bravo classics. I'm talking Housewives. I'm talking Shazza Sunset. I'm talking even Good Below Deck. You can vote on the next episode. So it's super interactive. Lots of community. It's very fun. Link is in the description. Love you, mean it. Hope to see you over there.
Hey, Troy and Kelly here, and we are the hosts of Beyond the Blinds podcast, where you'll get all your celebrity gossip needs.
We'll take you beyond the celebrity blinds and dive deeper into the dark side of Hollywood.
This podcast is full of scandal, intrigue, and gossip surrounding your favorite celebrities.
Listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't be rotted.